The Traveler's Journal, February 12th. Learning the Bekwa Tilt. Morning arrives in Bekwa with a rainbow of color. Only 7 miles square, it's the largest of the Grenadine Islands, a chain of volcanic pearls draped across the southern Caribbean, just below St. Vincent. The sun rises out of an indigo sea to illuminate low islands green with cedar. An emerald hummingbird is busy in a lime tree, ignoring for the moment the fragrant hibiscus and oleander. Dark volcanic cliffs are draped with a filigree of vines and determined orchids. Down on the beach, golden with fine-grained sand, barefoot boys walk with fishing poles over their shoulders. And beyond them, a fisherman pulls out to sea on the green oars of a red Carib canoe, a kind of craft that's been in fashion here for 7,000 years. Life in Bekwa is rooted in continuity and preserved by isolation. Its small, self-sufficient population of fishermen and boat builders live in a time warp, or at least a place that warps time. Descendants of English planters, French settlers, Scottish seamen, New England whalers, African slaves, and Carib Indians fashioned a common paradise. They built gingerbread stucco houses into the hills and painted them to match their brightly colored boats. Bekwa has only a few roads, cars, restaurants, and hotels. Superb snorkeling, scuba, and beaches are its primary activities. Peace and quiet the main attractions. But for those who've been entranced by Bekwa's subtle charms, these are more than enough. Visit us on the World Wide Web at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.